23 till 9 now at Keweenaw's Classic Hit Station, 97.7 The Wolf. Time for our weekly look at what's happening in the city of Houghton. Brought to you by the city of Houghton. Bubba's here and Susie is here. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Getting ready for a big night tomorrow night. It is ladies' night in downtown Houghton. Is this a night where single guys like me can come and cruise? And
definitely. Yes. We encourage that.
Yes. Yes.
Sure you do. Because my other job is matchmaking. So
yeah, sure you want single guys like me to come along.
I'm always looking, ladies. I'm always looking for a single ukulele player.
There you go.
Want to check my ukulele?
No, this is a lot of fun. This is what the
we're thinking six.
Yeah, just like Tree Street.
We could be wrong. It could be more, but. We can't remember if it's six or seven.
Right.
But whatever it's been a great run.
Yep.
It has been, and it is very successful.
How's the weather looking, Todd?
Well, you'll want to bundle up.
Oh.
But tomorrow's looking too bad. Tomorrow's the only day next few that we don't have any snow in the forecast. Yeah, and maybe even some sunshine.
Perfect.
So, I mean, by ladies' night, we'll be getting after dark. But if there's not a lot of snow and you just have to bundle up.
Right,
and
that's
heaven
fine.
Knows we are hardy youpers. We understand how to wear warm clothing.
We are.
A lot of professionals out there when it comes to shopping at ladies' night.
Oh.
These girls, they used to just sit someplace and enjoy it, relax. Now they shop. It is like a serious shopping night.
Well, see, and that'll keep you warm in and of itself. That's a calorie-burning activity right there.
Definitely.
Aggressive shopping.
It is. And, and Bubba's right. Some of the stores, seriously, you have to almost wait at the door to get in because they're so busy. They can't let any more people in.
Yeah,
it's been a great, great success.
So what hours does this run?
5 to 8. 5 o'clock.
Till 8 o'clock.
Okay. Yes. 5 to 8.
The cocktail.
Well,
hour.
You know, right. And then, right. And just because the shopping is pretty much wrapping up at like 8, and you know, the stores will stay open until the people get, you know, finished going through.
Right. Sure.
But then that just starts the rest of the evening for the ladies, and they then retreat to relaxing spots.
Right,
like
right.
Our restaurants and lounges. And
for a refreshment.
Get a massage or stuff like
that's
that.
That's right.
Yeah, refreshments. That's what
exactly,
we have for them.
Exactly, exactly.
So, what special things do you have planned?
Well, this year we've got Surplus Outlet with their famous Pick a Discount, which has been, you know, a hit. I think they've done that since the beginning. It's great. Dongwin's going to be running some specials. Pizza Works is going to be having local artists in and having an art show. So definitely check out all the different artists that are coming into her place.
That'll be neat.
It's great.
It's coming different, yeah.
It's definitely good. Good Times and the Yummy Bar have definitely stepped up. They said they're going to have some specials going on. Chickadees is going to be, with every $20 purchase, you get a free scarf. But now remember, ladies, that's one per person. That's not buying $60 and getting three scarfs, and it's Wild Supplies.
See, Paul and Bailey would definitely be there. That's 12 scarfs.
That's right. Yeah. Wild Supplies. And it's like, so it's a minimum.
Scarf of Christmas.
So it really shouldn't be with a $20 purchase. I should actually be saying with a minimum of a $20 purchase. There.
Okay.
Did I just save chicken? Yeah. They'll be like, Susie, what were you thinking? Year-round gear, definitely they are going to have some discounts across the board at all their merchandise. And remember, too, I think I mentioned last week that they are not just that used, repurposed gear. Now they actually have men's and women's clothing in there.
Yeah,
and
good
gear.
Stuff.
So new stuff. So make sure you take a look at that.
It's an amazing shop. And it's,
yes.
You never know what you're going to see inside there.
Every time I go in there, it's different.
Yeah.
And then Your Crazy Place is going to have crazy dollars and some specials going on. The Edge Tattoo is going to have piercing specials. And Bliss Spa, they're going to have drawings for discounts on gift certificates. They're going to have chair massages, hand scrubs, and Zydeco scans throughout the evening. So that's
Zydeco was music. What's a Zydeco scan?
Yeah, right. Well,
I'm not sure. You have to go there.
I want to get out my watch.
No, the Zydeco scan's pretty cool. It's this little electronic thing that you put your hand on. I had it done. You put your hand on there, and it reads like what your body is maybe lacking or what you would need. I was thinking it would just come more chocolate.
Yeah, right.
Covered, not a problem. Don't need one.
No, it's amazing. Like different oils or different supplements that you may need that it can pick up on your. You're going through your hand.
Okay, because
I
really thought
maybe
they were playing Rock and Sydney.
I know, with the Zydeco.
Don't
exactly.
Mess with my
so not only, I mean, the Bliss Spa has a lot of things going on. It's kind of pamper yourself evening also. And then, like I said, you
can buy... Well, it is ladies' night. Come on.
It is. But then
it's not about the men.
You can pull a discount for gift certificates for, you know, for future visits at the spa. So that's great. And of course, a lot of the restaurants and lounges, bars, they're having specials and welcoming the ladies beforehand to get them warmed up.
And
have a little something in their
relaxation
belly
afterwards.
That they can, you know, withstand
shopping,
it. Right.
Yeah, and for those
afterwards.
Brief times out that you might want to take while you're shopping.
That's right, a little break.
Sometimes you do need to breathe.
That's right. Because for personally, I'm not much of a shopper, but I definitely like to go down and visit and walk along the places and just sit in the window.
Well, social
sometimes
night, too.
Sit in the window of maybe Armando's and watch all the people go by.
Well, that's half of it. You're going to see your friends.
Yes.
You're going to see your neighbors.
Yes.
You're going to run into people you haven't seen in quite a while. So it's a great social event.
And let's not forget, too, Marilyn always has some stuff going on.
Yeah.
I can remember a lady last year walking with this huge Youper scoop. I'm like, wow. And she's like, hey.
In terms of disco, it's like, needed, right.
Hey, ladies got to move snow, too.
That's right.
Yes.
Saw a lot of them out over the last 48 hours.
I know. So definitely, you know, like I said, just come down. Just like you said, Todd, it's not only about the shopping. It's just about getting together with the other ladies and the people in our community and having an enjoyable night.
Yeah, and don't worry about the snow that we've had. Downtown Houghton is always
clean.
Yes.
I had to weave my way in to work this morning.
Because you come so early, right?
Yeah,
right.
If you've never been in downtown Houghton at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning after we've had a major snowfall, it is a beehive of activity down there, and I have to weave my way around front-end loaders and dump trucks, and all these members of the city crew are out there cleaning out the snow from all of the parking garages, moving it all out onto Sheldon Avenue, and then trucking it to wherever they truck
it. On top of the hill, yeah.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that, Todd, because, you know, it takes us the first few storms for us to all get acclimated again into, you know, winter living. But definitely the sidewalks are clear. The store owners are diligent about keeping their sidewalks clear. The city of Houghton does a great job keeping things cleared out. And I know sometimes you might have to step over a bank a little bit,
but
you can do it. And the parking decks are very clear. So if you're a little bit squeamish about parking on the main street, you know, we have a lot of room on the parking decks and on the side streets. So don't be afraid. It's great. Listen to me. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Come downtown.
Come downtown. It's fun.
Be afraid.
They are doing their best.
It's not Tree Street. Don't be afraid.
That's right.
But you don't understand how much snow they have to move unless you get to see it like I tend
exactly.
to. And I mean, there are times when I come in, and this morning was the morning they were working on it. Obviously, yesterday they were just busy keeping the street clear.
Right.
This morning, they have to come back, and then they have to work on the parking decks and get all of that stuff out in the side streets. And there are times when I come into Houghton, and you can barely make it down Sheldon Avenue because they've got huge piles of snow
in the middle
there
of
that
the
they've
night,
moved
right.
out from the various side streets and other places. And then they have to truck that all out and get it all out of town by about 6 o'clock when people start coming into town. They work really hard overnight.
Mm-hmm. They do. And like I said,
11
too,
o'clock
at
night, they get started.
Right. Yeah. It's not just Sheldon. You've got to think of the entire city that this crew is keeping open and all the streets clear. So I think already coming out of the gates, they're doing a great job.
They always do an excellent job, and I'm just really impressed.
Or I should say coming out of the garage, right?
The garage, yeah.
Yeah, they don't keep those things in gates. They'd
rather be a camp, you know.
Right.
Think about these guys.
Yeah.
They're better places to be.
Yeah, so we've got treat.
Oh, we're still recovering from treats.
Easter egg hunt.
Ladies' night tomorrow.
Correct.
And then we start to get into some of the ongoing Christmas activities. Santa Claus is going to be making some appearances. The Carnegie Museum is going to be putting up the gingerbread house display again
right.
this year.
Yep. Oh, can I also
story
mention?
Time?
You know
no, you can't.
Sorry.
You know, things just pop in my
head.
There's a
limit.
We are also kicking off our City Can Drive tomorrow night. I completely forgot to mention that. Basically, what we're going to do is kick it off tomorrow night, and it's going to go right into the holidays. Like, I'd like to see it actually even go through the end of the year. And you can drop off canned goods at the Douglas House, at Armando's, at the City Center. And I know AT&T just called me also and said that they could be a drop-off center. So any place that, you know, through, it doesn't have to be all tomorrow night. Just when you're shopping or you're coming into town, just drop off and we're going to try to really fill the pantry.
Did we figure out a place to put all those cans once we get collect them?
Oh, no. Is I always worry about, oh, yeah, we'll put them in the window, but we always worry about that.
This
would
be the window of the city center, I believe, is where we're going to try to fill.
But that's where the gingerbread houses are.
Well, there's a corner there. We'd fill that whole corner up.
You know, I have an idea.
Oh, do tell.
If you collect a lot of cans, you could always take them to one of our local food banks
and just keep hauling them there,
keep on hauling them.
Yeah, did that they need them.
That's what's going. No, they'll be trips brought.
So
to
we will try to fill our windows just because I think it's exciting to see that, and then we will start hauling it to the pantries, and it's going to be great.
Fill a window, I'll haul next day.
That's right.
Yeah, the food pantries really need help.
Yes, they do.
There are a lot of people in the Copper Country. I mean, you look at the price of groceries.
Oh, my goodness.
And what has happened over the last 12 to 18 months. There are a lot of people who are going to be struggling with the grocery bills this winter, and we need to provide all the help we can.
Definitely. So, that's one of the new components of Ladies Night that I'm very excited about, because it's not just about the shopping. It's about giving back always.
Yeah. Yeah, so bring some canned goods, bring non-perishable food donations.
And if you just see Bubba or myself walking down the street, you can just stop and hand us those canned goods, too. We will take them.
Sure, just put them in a sturdy bag.
That's right.
We don't want to see Bubba and Susie picking them up off the streets. Yeah, here, I've got these 12 cans, Bubba. Just hold out your arms. There you go. And enjoy Ladies' Night and take advantage of it. It's a lot of fun.
It is. Thank you,
Todd. So I have heard, because I'm not a lady, so I'm not invited.
No, you're invited, but you have to go to bed early because you have to get up early to do the radio show. So.
Yeah, well, that's true. It is past my bedtime.
Everyone's welcome.
Susie and Bubba, if folks have questions about what's going on in Holden, how do they get in touch?
906-370-3110.
Susie and Bubba here on Q&A's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.